Morning to each of you. What a blessing to gather and to seek His face. I was tremendously blessed to be here already. The songs. There was one line of song I'd just like to read. Kind of blessed me. It was Psalm 141, the last verse there. Thy children shall not faint nor fear, sustained by this delightful thought. Since Thou their God art everywhere, they cannot be where Thou art not. So we have a promise that God is with us here today. We just had a prayer, so I'll just begin here. The thoughts I have here. Something I've been thinking about for the past couple weeks. Started over leadership. Leroy Kaufman had made a couple comments on it in his messages in the evening. And that's the thought of someone following after us. Someone is watching us. Someone is following our lives. And so the title I would have is, Am I a Stumbling Block? Might not seem like a very encouraging message, but I pray that you could just bear with me. So, as I reflected on my life and the last couple weeks, and the thought of someone following after me, it's just good for me to look through my own life. And then the other day I read in my devotions two verses, it was in different chapters, but I just like to read them here. It's kind of where it started forming into what God was leading in for me to share. So for the first verse, you don't have to turn there, I'll read Romans 14, verse 15. But if thy brother be grieved with thy meat, now walkest thou not charitably, destroy not him with thy meat, for whom God died, for whom Christ died. Then the other verse is 1 Kings 16:26. For he walked, this is talking about Omri, king of Israel. For he walked in all the way of Jeroboam, the son of Nebat, in his sin wherewith he made Israel to sin, to provoke the Lord God of Israel to anger with their vanities. And as I read over that, and he made Israel to sin. You had to think what a stumbling block he was for Israel. We see in 1 Kings 14, it talks a little bit about the reign of Jeroboam. And how evil he was. In verse 16, and he shall give Israel up to because of the sins of Jeroboam, who did sin and who made Israel to sin. We see that in through chapter 14 here. I won't go through it, but it gives the reign of Jeroboam and the wickedness of him. But it caught my eye, and he made Israel to sin. There's a couple other verses through 1 and 2 Kings I'd just like to read on that. 2 Kings 10:31. You don't need to turn to these. It's just read over them quickly. But Jehu took no heed to walk in the law of the Lord God of Israel with all his heart, and he departed not from the sins of Jeroboam, which made Israel to sin. 2 Kings 13:11. And he did that which was evil in the sight of the Lord. He departed not from the sins of Jeroboam, the son of Nebat, who made Israel to sin, but he walked therein. 2 Kings 14:24. And he did that which was evil in the sight of the Lord. He departed not from the sins of Jeroboam, the son of Nebat, who made Israel to sin. In 2 Kings 15:18. And he did that which was evil in the sight of the Lord. He departed not all his days from the sins of Jeroboam, the son of Nebat, who made Israel to sin. And as I started looking at these, I started thinking of these kings that were ruling over Israel, and I had to wonder, Jeroboam was a stumbling block to many people throughout his lifetime, and he affected many people, as we see, people that walked after him. And I had to think, what a name that would be for someone to have made Israel to sin. In 1 Kings 16:13, we read that he was accountable for Israel's sin. If I can. It's not the verse I was looking for, sorry. But God, we see that God held Jeroboam accountable for the sins of Israel. I'm not finding the verse here. I miswrote it down. But God will hold us accountable for if we're a stumbling block to others, he will hold us accountable for that as well. One more example, I won't really get into it, but I'll read it. 2 Kings 21:11. This is talking about Manasseh, the ruler of Judah. Because Manasseh, king of Judah, hath done these abominations, and hath done wickedly above all that the Amorites did, which were before him, and hath made Judah also to sin with his idols. And then we see what God did there in verse 12. Therefore thus saith the Lord God of Israel, behold, I will bring such evil upon Jerusalem and Judah that whosoever heareth of it, both his ears shall tingle. God does not let this go. It's a very important matter to God. And if we are a cause of someone stumbling, then he will hold us accountable for that. And so I'd like to turn over to Romans now. Look a little bit more at that. Romans 14. I'll be reading verses 13 to the end of the chapter. Let us not therefore judge one another any more, but judge this rather, that no man put a stumbling block or an occasion to fall in his brother's way. I know and am persuaded by the Lord Jesus that this is nothing unclean of itself, but to him that esteemeth anything to be unclean, to him it is unclean. But if thy brother be grieved with thy meat, now walkest thou not charitably, destroy not him with thy meat, for whom Christ died. Let not then your good be evil spoken of, for the kingdom of God is not meat and drink, but righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Ghost. For he that in these things serveth Christ is acceptable, God and approved of men. Let us therefore follow after the things which make for peace and the things wherewith one may edify another. For meat destroyeth not the work of God. All things indeed are pure, but it is evil for that man who eateth with offense. It is good neither to eat flesh, nor to drink wine, nor anything whereby thy brother stumbleth, or is offended, or is made weak. Hast thou faith? Have it to thyself before God. Happy is he that condemneth not himself in the thing which he alloweth. And he that doubteth is damned. And if he eat because he eateth not of faith, for whosoever is not of faith is sin. So in verses 13 and 15, Paul is telling us, if we do something that our brother is, that could cause our brother to stumble or to fall or to make our brother weak, to get rid of that. I didn't write the verses down, but my mind went to in Matthew there, where Jesus tells us, if thy eye offend thee, to pluck it out. Maybe our eye isn't offending us, but it's offending someone else. And so I think that could go for that as well. Not only for our brother's sake, but for that the sin that it puts in our, that it can, that accountability that it puts in our own life. In verse 21, we see it's the right thing to do is to get rid of those things that make our brother weak, to stumble or to fall. It is good neither to eat flesh, nor to drink wine, nor anything whereby thy brother stumbleth, or is offended, or is made weak. Here's a couple of things that I thought about, things that could be stumbling blocks. And I've just got a couple of them written down. I'm sure there's a lot more. Food, we see here, if thy meat, Paul's talking about meat, so sometimes our food can be a stumbling block. The clothes we wear, the words we say, there's many other things that could be put in there. And then I thought it might not only be material things, it could be spiritual things as well, the way we teach others. I don't have a lot on that, but something to think about. So as we search our hearts, am I being a stumbling block? Am I causing someone to fall? Let's remove those things from our lives. Is it worth risking God's kingdom for things of this world? Also, with that, if I see something that keeps causing me to stumble and to fall, something that keeps tripping me up, let's remove that as well. Could be a friend. Could be a coworker. Could be my car, my phone. Whatever it is, things that can be a stumbling block to me or to anyone else. Is it worth risking God's kingdom for something of this world? So let's be stepping stones. People are following us. Are we encouraging them rightly? Or are we causing them to stumble? We have many people watching us, and they're following us. And it may not, as Leroy Kaufman said, there's none of us that are too old or too young. Every one of us has someone that is following us. And I just would encourage us to search our hearts and our lives to see if there's anything in our life that could be causing someone else to stumble and to fall. I know it's been a blessing for me to look through this and to search it out, and I just pray that we could be encouraged to be stepping stones, to be builders in God's kingdom. So that's all I have. May God bless you.